What brings you here and how did you find the conference yesterday?
I've come to attend National Democratic Convention as well as the International Leadership Forum being hosted by the NDI. I believe that I'm the only Zimbabwean from home attending this convention. Yesterday evening was electric. Hearing the powerful speeches from the First Lady Michelle Obama, Senator Bernie Sanders, Mrs. Elizabeth Warren and others was just electrifying. So it's very humbling to be here.
As the president of People's Democratic Party, what have you learned from attending last night's convention for you and your organization?
I think the key issue here is that democracy is a painful thing. It is a process. And in Africa, we haven't found it. In yesterday's meeting, there were two opposing groups, those that used to support Bernie Sanders and those that supported Hillary Clinton. They were able to clap hands together, sometimes boo each other. But at the end of the day, it was quite clear, particularly from the statement and speech by Bernie Sanders, that the Democratic Party will stand behind Hillary Clinton. In Africa, that process would have seen, and certainly in Zimbabwe, the death of individuals, the destruction of homes, the destruction of villages. So it's a process. It's a learning process. Democracy is still elusive on the African continent, but it has no substitute. It has no alternative. And I think that's the big lesson.
From what you have told us, is there any resemblance in terms of what is happening at the convention and what you have been going through in Zimbabwe?
That's the point. The likes of Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF and his terrible wife, there's no room for discussions like this at home. Right now, as I'm talking to you right now, the regime is finding and looking for means and ways of keeping the opposition inside jail. Linda Masarira right now has just been denied bail. So it's predatory politics. It's a rogue politics. And we've got a long way to go before we can understand that it's a democratic right to be different and that in diversity there is strength. So the likes of Robert Mugabe and others need to find reflection and introspection. And perhaps if they need to be invited to some of these platforms so that they can see that the world has moved far ahead of them and that the world doesn't care a hoot about little big people whose function is to exploit and repress and oppress their people.
Last question, Mr. Beatty. In light of what you have said, Sanders and Clinton being on the same side fighting against Trump's party, do you find that the same in terms of you being on the same side with the opposition fighting against ZANU-PF regime?
Sanders and Hillary belong to the same party. What Zimbabwe needs is not people of the same party uniting. What Zimbabwe needs, different opposition political parties coming together to fight the horrible ZANU-PF regime. There's no substitute for that. And I believe that the majority of right-thinking Zimbabweans are moving towards that direction.